سورة العلق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق، خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم، علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Now this is the first ever wahi that came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was 40 years old, and you know, for some time, his tendency was to keep alone and thinking and thinking and thinking. To be alone in the cave of Hira. And one night, when he was alone there, and please note the verse, Banan Nome Wal Yaqfa. He was in between sleeping and awakeness. Not fully awake, not fully asleep. The first meeting with Jibreel was in that condition. Banan Nome Wal Yaqfa. So Jibreel came, and they say there is one tradition. There was a golden plate on this was written these 5 ayat. He said, read. He said, I am not a reader. Ma'ana Bukhari. Because if it was from mouth to mouth only, then this answer is not rational. If you have not learned to read, somebody says, say this, you can say this. So that to me appears to be the correct position. There was a written tablet of gold. On that these 5 ayat were written. Then when he said, no, I am not a reader. Ma'ana Bukhari. So he took the Prophet into his arms, embraced him, and squeezed him. So much so that he felt, you know, this effect of squeezing. Then he let him, then again said, read. Again the answer was the same. So he repeated the thrice, embracing him, squeezing him, and then let him. And then, you know, you had these. So this is the first verse. Because it was the first experience. A human into direct contact with an angel. This alam-e-bashariya and alam-e-malakiya. First time into direct contact. It had so deep effect on him. He was shivering like anything when he came back to his house. High fever, perspiring. And he said to Hazrat Khadija, Zammeluni Zammeluni, Khashito ala nafsi. I fear for my life. Now give over me some blanket. Anyhow, this is the first one. Iqra, and now here you note, no salah, nothing of this form. Read. Ilm, the importance of knowledge. The knowledge that came to Muhammad was not through the worldly means of education. Allamahu Salimul Quwa. Jibreel was the teacher. He taught him. In some traditions, Israfil remained with him for 3 years teaching him. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord who created. خلق الانسان من علق. Created man from a blood clot. I've read this from this translation, but I don't agree with this translation now. This clot and blood clot has no connection with this root and lam kaf. Alaq. Mu'allaqa. Mu'allaq ho jana. Something hanging. So it has denotes to that stage of embryonic development when it is like a leaf attached to the wall of the womb of the mother. Hanging. Hanging with the, just as a leaf attaching itself to your feet or your legs in the same way. So that was the stage. Alaqa. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. Read. And your Lord is most bountiful. الذي علم بالقلم. Who has taught by the pen. What does it mean? The human knowledge, the acquired human knowledge, has been transmitted from one generation to the other through pen. One generation gathers the knowledge, puts it down to writing, it is transferred to the next generation. This way, this acquired human knowledge, this scientific knowledge, this is going up every day. Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. He taught man, but he knew not. After this
five ayat, now three ayat, which I think I have already explained. A person whose own moral, you know, consciousness is very active and living and vibrating, and very seriously people. What they are doing, where are they going, what has happened to them? A thinker, a philosopher. In response to what? Surah Al-Teen came. Yes, your observation is correct. They have gone down, very much down, down, down. But they were not created at that level. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ ثُمَّ رَضَرْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Here also, كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى. Nay, man surely transgresses the limits. You are doing something wrong to your brothers, treating only your neighbors, not respecting and serving your parents. You are stealing, you are killing, you are making a nation slave to you, the colonial rule. Verily, in the man, that's transgress. Your observation is not wrong. What you have seen is right. But what is the reason? أَرَّاهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Because man sees and sees himself, he is not questioned, he is not punished, he is not rewarded. I did this thing wrong to him, nothing happened to me. I ate the wealth of the orphan. No cancer to my stomach, not even a blister to my mouth, nothing has happened. This world is incomplete regarding the moral law. It is complete regarding the physical law. If you take poison, you will die. This is physical law. If you put your hand in the fire, it will be burnt. This is physical law. But when you tell a lie, no blister on your tongue. If you have deserved the wealth of others, nothing will come to you. So this world, where these things are not rewarded. The servants of humanity not rewarded, mostly. They were tortured. What happened to the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Were they honored? No. So morally speaking, this world is incomplete. It will be complete only in the hereafter, when the moral results will come fully and become manifest. Verily, to your Lord is the return. On returning, every human soul will be recompensed fully. And secondly, this is the guidance. If you want to make this society of yours healthy and good and just, tell people that they have to return to their Lord and face the grand accountability of the Day of Judgment. This is the only remedy. No justice can be established here. No fair deal will ever come here. No just order can ever be established here unless people come to know and believe, and they have conviction that they will be resurrected and they will have to stand before their Lord on the Day of Judgment, and then they will have to bear the consequences of what they are going to do. إِنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الرُّجْعَىٰ. This is the only remedy. Now in the rest of the ayat of the surah, in the background is the person of Abu Jahl. I told you Abu Jahl was in a way not very bad man, not from amongst the worst people of Mecca. He had some good qualities. When he was asked, do you think that Muhammad is telling lies? And no, no, no. He never told a lie. Then why don't you accept him? No, there was a competition between us and the Banu Hashim. They entertained people in feasts. They fed these poor people. We did more than them. So the competition was going on this thing. Up till now, we are going shoulder to shoulder with them. They have not been able to outdo us. But now, if we accept Muhammad as messenger of Allah, we shall have to accept slavery for all time to come. And this I am not ready to accept. So give the devil his due. He said it plainly. And he was not in my sir, as I told you. Amma mam bakhila, that was not in me. But Istagna and Kazaba bin Usna both were there. But had he accepted Islam, what would he have become? Can you imagine? He would have been the second Umar, radiallahu anhu. The traits of the character of Umar and Abu Jahl were the same. Same courageousness, same steadfastness, straightforwardness. All these things were there, common. And that is why the Prophet has presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala these two persons. Allahumma sallallahu Islam. O my Lord, help Islam, strengthen Islam. By the Islam of one of these two people at least. Either Umar ibn Khattab or Amr ibn Hisham. It was the name of Abu Jahl. Equal. Character states the same. But Allah selected Umar. That's what. Well, it was his lot. And he was rejected. Araita Nabi Yanha. Have you considered the person who is forbidding Abdan Izasallah, a servant of ours, when he is praying? There are two incidents, you know, quoted that when Muhammad Sassu was praying in the courtyard of Kaaba. So once Abu Jahl came and he took a piece of cloth, made a rope out of it, and then strangled it around the neck, and you know, then pulled the two ends so that his eyes were coming out. And second time when he was prostrating, he said to those people who were sitting beside him, can anybody go and bring that, you know, the intestines, etc., and stomach of the camel which has been sacrificed over there. And then when Muhammad goes inside the prostration, put it on his neck and head. Twice he did it. Araita allazi yanha abdan idha salla. Araita in kana lal huda. Can you imagine if he had been on the guidance of amara bit taqwa? Or he would have been enjoining other people to have fear of God. How good it would have been. But he has adopted the other carriers. Araita in kazzaba wa tawalla. Have you considered? If he has belied and turned his back, alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara, doesn't he know that Allah is seeing him? And note it. He always called upon Allah. Never laugh his right, etc. On the night before Badr, he called upon Allah. Allahumma, aftawna li raham, fa'inul gadat. Whosoever has cut our relations, divided our tribe, you humiliate him tomorrow. Allahumma. Not Hubal, not Uzzah, not Lat, not Manat, Mali, or Bifat. But he charged Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His charge was, he has divided the house of Quraysh. The house divided in itself cannot stand. We had this position, and we still have that position in the whole of Arabia. But if we are divided, father separated from the son, and son separated from the father, and wife separated from the husband, and husband separated from the wife, This is what he has done to us. So, but he called upon Allah only. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Kalla la illam yantahi la nas'an bi nasiha. Nay, if he desists not, if he doesn't give up this attitude of his, we shall seize him by the forelock. Nasiyatin kazimatin khatiya. Here is the wrath of Allah in words. The forelock, which is lying and sinful. فليدعو نادية. Let him call his henchmen, people who keep sitting, you know, in his courtyards, etc. سندعو الزبانية. We shall call the angels of the hell. كلا لا تطعه واسجد له قريب. Nay. But O Muhammad, you don't obey him. You go on prostrating before your Lord and trying to get nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer to him. Because the Prophet has said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُنُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ فِي السُّجُودِ. The nearest that a servant can go to his Lord is in the position of self. This is Ayatul Sajdah. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.